Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis.
Yes.
Richard Roper is here.
Yes.
World gone mad.
Right, oh, it is a world gone
down
mad.
Today.
In a world.
For a while.
Well, we're going to find, I think before the 10 o'clock news hits in Chicago, we will have a national emergency declared on the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And a very bizarre twist in the Jussie Smollett story. Jussie Smollett.
I think you're right.
Wow,
there's
amazing.
A lot happening there with them raiding the home of two people connected, potentially, to that situation.
And it turns out that there's like 2 degrees of separation
yeah.
between this program and this story now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, there's, I mean, Mr.
There's no degrees of separation.
Actually, there's
zero.
Zero degrees.
Mike Monaco, the attorney of the official attorney of this show, is now Jussie Smollett's attorney. Fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. All
he needed
well
a
good.
Very good attorney because mm-hmm. that well, helps.
One of the best in the
he's
world.
He's going to need a very good attorney, yes. Oh, and man. He, and the, it turns out that, that the two who have, we believe, based on sources we have not yet confirmed, we believe that two of our staff members know two of the people who are involved in this.
The two persons
that were of interest.
Yes. Of a lot of interest at this point.
Homes were raided and evidence has been taken
right.
from those homes.
Rapidly developing.
Yes, so it is very rapidly developing.
And they're two African Americans who have both served as extras, we believe, on Empire.
The only encouraging news I've heard today is it turns out that Donald Trump is the exact same height and weight as LeBron James. He's 6'8", 236 pounds of pure muscle. So that's good to know.
Did they come out with his medical report today? How did I miss that?
They declared him obese.
Morbidly obese.
Not morbidly obese. No, he's
we're
obese.
Morbidly curious about his obesity.
Yeah.
He's morbidly obtuse,
yeah.
I would say. In my opinion.
Well, they said to him last time, listen, you're like 5 pounds off being obese based on height. That's a BMI issue. It's like height versus weight.
Uh-huh.
And he's like 5 pounds off. And so you want to lose. You don't want to go over that. You want to get below that because it's bad for your health. And he's but remember, the president did once say he doesn't work out because you have a finite amount of energy. And you can't use it all at the same time. So he doesn't want to use it. It's the same argument that that Bill Shine, who's now the communications director over there at the White House, who used to run Fox News, the same argument that Bill Shine's wife is using.
Oh, gosh, yes.
She's all over social media saying we should bring back childhood diseases.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman there.
Right, because they help you keep your immunity up and they cure cancer.
Wow.
Like, she wants measles to come back.
Oh,
back in my day, everybody had measles and it was just fine.
Yeah.
Except for the 10% that died of it that he never heard of.
Jeez, unbelievable. That Trump theory about you only have so much energy, that was also the theory of Walter Hudson, who was the world's heaviest man, who weighed 980 pounds, who finally had to get lifted via a crane out of his house after he couldn't move anymore because he said, you only have so much energy you can use.
The president not only gained 4 pounds, he gained 1 inch in height. Did you see that? It's crazy.
Well, that's how they did that, to try to get him under the obese thing, and that didn't work out.
Okay. He's 6'3", not 6'2".
And now 6'8".
I tell you, that's fantastic.
They have to measure him from the top of his hair. I got
it up a little more.
Listen, you know, this is not the biggest issue.
No, it's not.
You know.
A lot more things happen.
Right.
Lots of stuff happened.
Yeah, Warren G. Harding was obese, and he was just fine.
I don't know if he was fine. I'm not sure he was fine.
I think that Trump's going down in the history. 100 years from now, a guy's going to be on the radio. Like, there will be a radio back then, up then. But the 100 years from now, some guy's going to be doing a Donald Trump impression and reading the Donald Trump letters.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there will be some. All right. Can we move on to the movies?
Yeah, let's escape to the movies. Happy Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
Okay, let's talk about Alita Battle Angel, if we can. Now, this movie has been in development, and it's based on one of those Japanese comic series that was wildly popular. James Cameron was originally going to direct this. He ended up producing it, but he's a big part of this. So, highly anticipated, but they kept delaying the release of this Alita Battle Angel. This is the story. We've heard this story before. It's the 26 6th century, and a cyber physician finds a disembodied head on a trash heap and then attaches it to a cyborg body, and off we go. I mean, it's a tale as old as time itself, right? That's the story of Alita Battle Angel. And I will say this. This movie, I think, cost about $200 million to make. And
Cameron loves
it. I now have only 9 places left on my worst movies of 2019 list because Alita Battle Angel has a special place. And I was really looking forward to it. But first of all, it's really creepy because the protagonist is this adolescent girl, and they give her them big wide anime eyes, so she's sort of animated, sort of real, and then she's on top of this cyborg body, and Christoph Waltz plays her father figure, who is one of the creepier cyber physician father figures you're ever going to have. You might remember him from Inglourious Basterds.
He plays creepy. Good.
Actually, we have a scene here where he's talking to, because now he's decided that the head that he found on the trash heap that he attached to a body that used to belong to his dead daughter, he's decided that she's kind of a daughter to him.
This body, it has the power I need. I feel a connection to it. I can't explain. This could be who I am.
You've been given a chance to start over with a clean slate. How many of us get that?
Why did an enemy warship respond to me? Because I knew that. I've been on others like it, haven't I? Haven't I?
Oh, whatever you were, it's not who you are now. No.
I'm a warrior, aren't I?
This sounds like day one of Inside the Actor's Studio.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, all right, and now we're going to have a scene. These are two young kids from New York who just joined the troupe. And Christoph Waltz is a great actor.
Well, that's the thing. He, you know, Oscar winner, also Academy Award winner Jennifer Connelly, also Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali, who now is in every single movie. That's the new rule, which is a good rule. All wasted in this. It's really convoluted. You know, the special effects, it looks like a cool video game. It's in 3D. It just goes nowhere. And on top of everything else, they leave it open to the sequel, which feels more like a threat than a promise by the time you get to the end of this film. Really headache-inducing. Really derivative. I mean, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of Rollerball, a little bit of Total Recall, a little bit of Ready Player One. And it looks like a big video game, but the problem is you're not at the controls. You're watching someone else play a video game, which is one of the most tedious things to do in the world. 1.5 stars for Alita Battle Angel.
You gave it 1.5 stars,
that.
Though.
You just sold that to me.
What? I'm going.
Jen's going?
I'm not giving you your money back at the end, Jen. I'm telling you.
Why does it get the 1.5 stars?
Well, we usually go to 1 star for when they're morally objectionable or just incompetently made. I mean, this is not. I mean, this is well made, and it does have a great cast, and there's some cool special effects.
All right, so you're gonna get the half just because it's. Don't go in there expecting to understand what happened at the end.
If you have the right edibles and you're in the right mood, that's where we give you the 1.5. Or someone might walk up, that was pretty cool, man. It's also it's really strange what they do with this young female protagonist. The cyborg body, like there's 2 different cyborg bodies, and at one point it becomes sexualized, and there's like no reason for that other than they're appealing to a certain demographic. Yeah, Manola Dargis, who's a great female critic for the New York Times, pointed this out. She's like, why would a cyborg body need breasts? There's no reason for it. It's metal and fabric and wires, but they do that because it's appealing to a certain demographic, I guess.
So watch out for the people who go to this.
Creepy.
Okay, don't move, Richard. Stay right
there. Stay there.
Oh, geez.
We're going to find out about...
I worry when I hear don't move. Is Monica busy later?
Happy Death Day to you.
Yes, for Valentine's Day. Happy Death Day to you.
And Hunter.
Yes.
Now, I thought there was already a movie called Hunter.
Yes, there was. This is a different one.
Okay. Very interesting. We'll find out about that. But first, Kim, what's coming up?
Even though it's Valentine's Day, it's all about the Benjamins.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN Morning News team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
My.
Okay. Mr. Richard Roper is here. Yes. He did not like Alita, Battle Angel.
Not at all,
I predict, I think the critics will be mixed on this, but I do predict it's going to be a bomb at the box office. It's never going to make that $200 million back.
Now, There are some critics who like it.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't looked at the other. I try to stay away from the Rotten Tomatoes until after my review's out there. Then I love seeing what some of the other folks have to say.
Just an outstanding cast, though. It's such a shame that you'd waste it.
Yeah. Outstanding cast, indeed.
Too bad.
Yeah. Mahershala Ali cannot do anything wrong.
Jennifer Connelly's in that category for me,
they're
too.
They're really lost in this. The two of them, especially. Their two characters are ridiculous. It's like they're in some sort of weird mob movie.
Just when you think Mahershala Ali couldn't make something better that was already great. True Detective.
Right?
Mm.
True Detective is one of the great, I think, less heralded than it should be shows on television,
absolutely,
right? And it changes casts and positions and all that. It's just it's a detective procedural, right? But it's always different and unrelated every season.
Right.
Marsha Ali is the true detective in this after great seasons of other great actors playing them. And you're thinking, are you really going to get season one? Was one of the great procedurals of all times. You're like, are you ever?
With McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you act with McConaughey not just driving a car and looking weird? It was he was great. It shows you why he's such a great actor. And Mahershala Ali is like, he's transcendent.
Playing a character at three different points in his life, too, like the age of 30, like in his 40s and then 70s.
So,
and with different things. Beautifully filmed, too.
So, if he could just have himself digitally excised from this film, that would be a good move,
I think he would like to. Probably a nice paycheck for all those involved, so good for them.
Yeah.
Happy Death Day to you.
Happy Death Day to you. Perfect viewing for Valentine's Day weekend. So this is the sequel to Happy Death Day, which was one of those little horror films that made a lot of money, you know, relatively speaking, made like $50 or $60 million on a budget of nothing because it doesn't have any recognizable stars. I'll tell you why I like this franchise, and I'm giving this one 3 stars, and I like the first one too. It's set in a college campus, and here's how you can, if you want to know what's happening in Happy Death Day to you, it's as simple as this. Imagine if the Scream franchise bumped into Groundhog Day.
Oh.
That's what the movie
I'm
is.
I'm sold.
She keeps waking up. Our heroine, our protagonist, her nickname is Tree in the movie. She wakes up in the morning. It's the same morning. She has to relive things, and then she gets murdered at the end of the day and wakes up again. So, I mean, and the great thing is the filmmakers realize that that's what they're doing. So there's a lot of, you know, winking commentary. Yes, we know this is Scream meets Groundhog Day. There's a lot of references to other movies by the characters. So it's actually really funny and sharp and pretty sick, which is, you know, what it's supposed to be.
And where do people find this?
This is in theaters. Happy Death Day to you, playing in, around the country.
Isn't there an Amy Poehler show that is going to be on?
There's a Russian Doll is a Netflix series, which is indeed produced by Amy Poehler with Natasha Lyonne, who also relives her death every single night on her birthday, which is great, by the way. I've seen that entire series, and it's amazing. So now there's a whole genre of people repeating things. But Happy Death Day, I will say, was before Russian Doll, because this is a sequel, believe it or not.
So, and you like it.
I do like the Happy Death Day to You movies. They're very sick and funny and twisted, and they're really made for the millennial audience that's, you know, really movie geek, because almost every scene, they'll even talk at some points like, this is so Doc Brown and Marty McFly. I mean, they'll reference other movies. So for what it wants to be, it's very successful at it. It will make, you know, it will not make as much money as Alita Battle Angel, but in terms of, you know, ratio to investment to profit, you'd much rather have your stock in Happy Death Day to you.
Okay. A movie made here in Chicago called Hunter. This would be 40 years after another movie was made here called Hunter.
The Steve McQueen with the famous leap off the Marina City Towers, right? The car. So, yeah, very quickly, Hunter is available on demand. It's got nothing to do with that. It was filmed here in Chicago. What I like about this is the filmmakers working on a small budget. There are a lot of scenes like on Lower Wacker, on the West Side. You can feel the grit and the soot and the dirty snow of Chicago. It's got a real Chicago feel. It's basically about a guy who's got some PTSD and it puts the theory out there that maybe some of the unsolved murders in Chicago are at the hands of, shall we say, supernatural beings. Maybe that's why some of these murders have never been solved.
I'm going to call Eddie Johnson right now. Let him know that.
Maybe the killers have more teeth than you would see in the average human. Maybe. But maybe it's just all his delusion and he's the killer. You'll have to watch the movie to find out.
Is it good?
It's good. It's 3 stars.
Whoa,
really, really bloody and violent. So, you know, if you're looking for a Valentine's Day 2 for you, you can do Hunter and Chill or Happy Death Day to You and Chill and have a good time with those two.
Sounds perfect.
And it's available like
Hunter's video on demand right now. Happy Death Day to You in theaters as we speak, along with Alita terrible movie. Yeah. Alita colon, don't see it. All right. There you have it.
All right.